Listening Library presents Passion by Lauren Cade.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Prologue. Dark Horse, Louisville, Kentucky, November 27, 2009. A shot rang out. A broad gate banged open. A pounding of horses' hooves echoed around the track like a massive clap of thunder.
And they're off.
Sophia Bliss adjusted the wide brim of her feathered hat. It was a muted shade of mauve, 27 inches in diameter, with a drop-down chiffon veil. Large enough to make her look like a proper horse-racing enthusiast, not so gaudy as to attract undue attention. Three hats had been special ordered from the same milliner in Hilton Head for the race that day. One, a butter-yellow bonnet, capped the snow-white head of Lyrica Crisp, who was sitting to the left of Miss Sophia, enjoying a corned beef sandwich. The other, a seafoam-green felt hat with a fat polka-dotted satin ribbon, crowned the jet-black mane of Evina Soul, who sat looking deceptively demure with her white-gloved hands crossed over her lap to Miss Sophia's right.
"Glorious day for a race," Lyrica said.
At 136 years old, she was the youngest of the elders of Gishmalin. She wiped a dot of mustard from the corner of her mouth.
"Can you believe it's my first time at the tracks?"
"Shh," Sophia hissed. Lyrica was such a twit. Today was not about horses at all, but rather a clandestine meeting of great minds. So what if the other great minds didn't happen?